Earlier this week on All About Android, I had the chance to go hands-on with the Samsung Galaxy Watch Active. It's a really interesting watch. Check it out.
This is Twit.
I happen to have right here the Samsung Galaxy Watch, which was something that they showed off at the announcement, and finally got a hold of the Samsung Galaxy Watch. And I gotta say, this is a really nice watch. I know, Flo, you have one of these as well, right?
I purchased one. Yes, I did.
Because, I mean, the size of this thing, the actual kind of distance, we're so used to seeing these wearables with these ginormous watch faces, the tech on your wrist oftentimes looks so thick and chunky that you know it's a smartwatch because it's just so much bigger than a normal watch. But this thing actually, this thing is pretty small. Like, it's small enough. What do you think?
Let me tell you, this is the most comfortable watch I've slept with in a long time. I don't like wearing, I don't wear jewelry or anything at night. Because I'm just kind of a really finicky sleeper, but I really would like to track my life. And so that's why I ended up buying this. It's one of the most comfortable watches one of the most comfortable Android compatible watches I've ever worn. And I also like that it's really easy to clean because it's got that silicone band that you could just like wipe down with soap and water.
Yeah.
This is TMI, but now you all know I have skin issues. And so it makes wearing wearables really hard because I will break out in a rash. And the same thing happens for me with jewelry. And so I have to be able to clean things constantly. And I like how easy this is to clean with just plain old soap and water as I need to. I also, Jason, you show that stress meter on there. It really works. It really does work. I was freaking out about a deadline yesterday. This thing had me in the orange most of the day that I had to take it off because I tried to do. So what it does is it gives you little breathing exercises so you can like try and calm down. And it's really good at noticing if you're doing the exercise. It'll do the same thing if you're like sitting for too long. It'll buzz you and say like, get up and stretch. Let's do some, what kind of stretches do you want to do? And then you can select it and it'll like walk you through it. It's really nice. Hmm. It feels very like, dare I say, Apple-y in that way. But I've always been kind of jealous of the way, and this is just how I feel, but I've always felt kind of jealous the way my friends interacted with their Apple Watches. And when I saw this announced and I kind of wore it at the event a couple weeks ago, and I was like, you know what? This might be it. The only problem is that as nice as the design is, like the ecosystem for this thing is harrowing. I mean, I know that we are coming from Wear OS where things are, you know, maybe not as expansive as we'd like them to be, but like there are way too few apps for this thing for what I want to actually do. You have to primarily use Samsung Health. So you have to download it on your phone and get it set up and put it on your data. I really like the little widget that the watch shows to show you, like help you complete your heart. So instead of a circle, it's a heart.
Right, right.
But
smart.
The problem is this data, like I haven't figured out how to get it into Google Fit yet. And I'm sorry, I like to have my data synced across different services. And so right now I'm using Strava, which I use for hiking to connect with my pals so we can cheer each other on. And I have that sync up with Google Fit, and then Samsung Health syncs up with Strava. So that's how I sync up with Google Fit right now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, kind of a lot of hoops to jump through to make that happen.
Exactly. And the thing is, if you go into the Samsung, the Galaxy App Store, like the reviews for these apps are terrible. So like Strava only has 2.5 stars or 3.5 or something, which doesn't give me a lot of, it doesn't make me want to use it. It kind of scares me a little. I can't even find apps for like tracking other health things. I wish this had more. Pretty much the only things that you can find in the Galaxy App Store are watch faces. Like that's what, and even then it's kind of limited. Hmm. So really I bought this because I wanted a watch that was comfortable to wear. And Samsung just kind of delivered with all the hardware. It's just the software is, I wish I could just put Wear OS on this. sorry, but
yeah, but I really like the look of it. Like Wear OS is great and all, but I'm appreciating the mm-hmm. kind of different take on the wearable, you know, because Wear OS is really standardized as far as what you do see. And I kind of like Samsung's kind of approach on this. Just to get a few of the kind of details about this out there, Exynos 9110 running at 1.15 gigahertz, 768 megs of RAM, 4 gigs of storage. This is a 1.1-inch 360 by 360 display. And like I said, it's super small, so 40 millimeter body. And it is, as you saw, it is a touchscreen. It does have the two side-mounted buttons. The top one goes back, depending on where you're at, and the bottom one pulls up the recent apps that you have, so you can select from there. Heart rate monitor underneath also has linear acceleration, gravity, and stress monitoring, as we talked about with those breathing exercises. So that's interesting. Support for 1-amp wireless charging. There's also Bixby. And a number of colors. It is running Tizen. So this is, like Flo said, not Android Wear. It is a Tizen watch. But
no Google Assistant.
I was getting short on battery earlier, so why don't I show this off? And if I can figure out how to get into my phone, because I can't remember. Okay, so if I go to settings and I go wireless power share.
Oh, okay, you have to hit it.
All right, so that's on. Set that on the on the counter. I'll move this along, and at some point, it's going to catch that charge. Maybe it won't.
I like that it's like
wait, is it on the other side?
No, you know
what?
You
have to flip through? I have a comment to make about the battery life on this, by the way.
Put the if I might. Back to back. I did this earlier. It should work. Okay, make the comment.
It's not... It's good, but only if you're using the power saving a lot. If you're like on Bluetooth and stuff, oh, there you go. It's charging.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. I definitely have the charger by the bed to make sure that it's charged before I go to bed to track my sleep.
Oh, I see.
Just gonna put it that way.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. I feel it was finicky for me earlier. It's like you got to catch it at just the right point and then it goes boop.
This isn't like the demo we saw on stage.
No, I know, right? It says put it on the center, which I'm doing.
Gosh, this is like swiping for NFC, like when you're at the payment portal and you're like, come on, wave the phone over. Come on.
This is amazing, by the way.
Isn't this awesome? Watch me move my watch on my phone.
It was such a cool feature in the demo.
Yeah.
Jason's
moving the watch around the back of the phone like a Ouija board.
I was just gonna say that right. The same thing.
I feel like this is typical Samsung functionality right here.
It's like almost.
Are there any spirits in the room? Will this battery charge?
It really is kind of like I'm summoning someone.
Are you here? Battery charge.
Oh, maybe I needed to use it like a Ouija board and boom.
Oh.
Perfect,
okay,
charging,
like
and there we go. We finally got it. My
the
goodness,
spirit.
That
wow.
took too long. We summoned the demons, and they finally allowed us to charge the watch.
Wow.
That is the Galaxy Watch. I'm going to do a review of this after some time with it. Who knows? Maybe I was doing that incorrectly. I will find out over the course of the next week and let you all know with a full review of the Samsung Galaxy Watch.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.